T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on this fine Wednesday morning. A little muggy out, a little wet, but it's gonna dry out as the day goes on. Good morning, everybody. John Johnson in for Angelo on this Wednesday alongside Al Morgani, which you already knew, and, of course, Rhea Hughes. Good morning, Rhea.
Good morning.
We have a lot to talk about today. Oh, by the way, Dan Wilson in for Ava Graham, who is still on vacation. It is a prize wheel Wednesday. Of course, my goal every Wednesday when I am in here is to give away all 12 prizes available on this prize wheel, which means I will make the question to get you a spin as simple, if not as stupid as possible, to ensure you get at bare minimum a spin, which will equal a fine prize. And that includes, Al, maybe even a signed card by Keith Jones, which is not a bad consolation prize. Among the things we will talk about today, the Phillies have yet to issue a statement about that embarrassment Sunday, about that lowlife pig Pete Rose. They're hoping to throw it under the rug. Thankfully, we were reminded multiple times last night not to forget about it. I'll get into that. A former rival of Philadelphia has chosen, violence against the city of brotherly love. He did so by revealing, Rhea, that he's a coward. We'll certainly get into that. We found out yesterday, Al, that Ben Simmons has a friend in the NBA. If he were a Sixer, we probably would have led the show with it because that's the most shocking news of all. Big news out of Eagles training camp that is not to be downplayed. We'll get into that in just a few moments. Our guest list this morning. Top of the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by a man who's bouncing back and forth between Eagles and Giants camp, between the Phillies, which is where he was last night, and the New York Mets. Mike McGarry will join us at 8:20, does an amazing job. A straight shooter. We'll get to the bottom of a story no matter what. Zach Berman. And then at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, a best-selling author and, of course, covers the Phillies for MLB.com, Todd Zalecki. But, Al, if it's okay with you, I would like to start this morning's show on a positive note. Is that okay?
No. Well, it's unusual.
No.
Go with it.
Al,
imagine what this is.
I've fallen in love, Al.
All right.
I've fallen in love with a team, and I think I may have even developed a closer bond, Al, with its manager. And I'm going to describe to you in every way my appreciation, admiration, albeit love, for this franchise. Last night, ladies and gentlemen, Citizens Bank Park, Phillies and Marlins. The weather, of course, not ideal. They had two separate rain delays in this. It started 30 minutes late. Zach Wheeler is on the mound. I adore Zach Wheeler, Al Morgani.
He didn't have his best last night.
Didn't have his best last night, but his ERA at home as a Philadelphia Philly is insane. As Rhea mentioned, he didn't have his best stuff. But you know what? Didn't matter. Two of the reasons that your Philadelphia Phillies have had such success during this stretch is jumping on opposing starting pitching early and making these teams pay for mistakes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me take you to the first inning of last night. Al, the skies are about to open up. There's two outs. Alec Bohm pops up with two outs to shallow right field. Routine. You know, right fielder's going to come in. Maybe the second baseman backs up to it. No communication. Ball bounces around off
this,
one of their
gloves.
What was the
second baseman doing over there?
You know, one was called off too late or didn't say anything at all.
Well, in defense of the right fielder, he wasn't expecting him to be there.
It certainly appeared there was a miscommunication. And neither was looking at the other because they were tracking the ball. So the Phillies get an extra out. Huh. How about that? Next batter is JT Realmuto, and he makes him pay. Now, Al, it's an amazing thing what the Phillies have done in the first inning of games, this stretch of games. What is it, 17-1 they're outscoring opponents in
yes.
the first inning? It's unbelievable. They are capitalizing when opportunities present themselves. They are working at bats. It's tremendous to see here in the latter months of the season. Well, Miami would knot it up in the top half of the fourth because, as Rhea pointed out, and I did as well, Zach Wheeler didn't have his best stuff last night. As Al would say, no worries. No worries.
Mm-hmm.
JT Romuto, Al, he's turned back the clock.
Well, he got rid of that damn music.
He got rid of the music.
The Applebee's music?
Yeah, no more Applebee's music. And I'm sure there's a lot of regret for comments made about money about a month back. You know, he gave the Phillies the lead in the first. I suppose he'll do it again.
Pitch is blasted. Way deep to left down the line, and that one is gone. It's fair. And JT Romuto, just like that, puts the Phillies back in front.
Puts the Phillies back in front. It's a 2-1 lead. Let's stay in that same inning, the fourth inning. Let's fast forward a little bit. Now, Gene Segura has made his return to the roster, but it's gone. I mean, he's been out for a while with that fracture, so it's going to take a little bit to get going. And I think every single one of us are waiting for him to officially return to the plate. He worked in at bat in the fourth on the eighth pitch. It worked out in his favor.
Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, belted deep to left. And that one's going to go. Gene Segura with a laser into the left field seats. His seventh home run of the season. And the Phillies extend the lead a bit further. It's now 3-1 Phils here at the bottom of the fourth.
Well, shortly after that, the skies opened up yet again. Add another rain delay. Play does resume. The bullpen does their job yet again. One of the best bullpens in Major League Baseball. Phillies win by a final score of 4-1. Al, your Phillies are the hottest team in Major League Baseball. They've won 6 in a row, 11 of 12.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
It's been a long time, too. It's not like 2 weeks.
It no. hasn't at all.
And without Bryce Harper.
And they're doing it all without Bryce Harper. And, yeah, there is, sadly, there's some, I guess you could say it is not so positive Bryce Harper news in terms of when they might expect his return. We'll get into that at some point. I want to stay positive with the Phillies. Al, as if I wasn't smitten enough. I, you know, my eyes were all rosy-colored before the game even got underway. And you know who we have to thank for this? You'll never believe it. Our own Howard Eskin.
Well, that's unusual.
So let me take you to the scene. This is before the Phillies game. I don't know, about almost 3 hours before the game. And interim manager, Rob Thompson, is holding court. It's typical before a game in the Phillies dugout. Placed right next to him, it appeared, Al, based on the video I saw on social media, he was practically on his lap. He was so close to him.
Mm-hmm.
But Howard asked him the all-important question, because we're all wondering now, because they've had this tremendous turnaround under Rob Thompson. He clearly has a different style than Joe Girardi or a lot of managers in Major League Baseball. I don't want him going anywhere. He's asked by Howard if he's thought about his managerial career beyond this season. Listen to this.
As far as I know, with next year, I'm just focused on day-to-day. But as far as next year is concerned, I think it's a Major League Baseball rule that you have to go through a formal process of interviewing other people, which I think is great because it's fair and includes everyone. So I don't even think about it.
You don't think about your future and a job that you've waited all your life for?
No, because if I do that, I'm going to forget about something I need to do today. And I really believe that. Something my father always taught me. Take care of today. Tomorrow will take care of itself.
Take care of today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Rhea, how did this organization, and I should say others as well, not see what we're now seeing in Rob Thompson?
Well, nobody sees it with a lifer like that. I mean, that, you know, Al, you know that happens all the time. There's just people who work in organizations and they're overlooked just because
they're just assumed to always be an assistant.
That's it, Al. You're right. Low key.
Low key.
Yeah.
He's just too calm to, you know, no one would think he would be a leader of men.
Or he's in a spot where, I mean, Girardi was there.
Yeah.
And they were winning.
Okay.
So, I mean, you have to want to step out, too. I mean, you have to.
He's been an assistant his entire career.
Doesn't seem unhappy with it.
But again, as you point out many times, he's Canadian. How would you know? You wouldn't know the difference. He's so low-key anyway. That's just his personality.
Yeah, it's difficult in baseball because when you really look at it, it's a weird sport now. Who's calling the shots? Even if you're the dugout guy,
mm-hmm.
you always think there's a guy with a
With a pen and a computer?
Yeah, where are you going to do it?
Stylus.
Yeah. It's not until you hear said coach or manager say what, you know, their thought process to where you know for certain.
Yeah, he was in the running for the job in New York.
Was he not? And he did not get it.
Yeah.
In the end, he was overlooked. And, you know, as it turns out, as he pointed out when he first took over as interim, he is a combination gut feel along with numbers, but more along the lines of gut feel. How can anyone not love this guy? I don't want him going anywhere.
No, nobody does.
Why would you? His whole approach and attitude, it is so ideal for a team like this. He's been there and back. He can speak with knowledge. And at the same time, he's clearly a relationship builder. If it's not the photo of him with the suit and fedora before a road trip, it's comments like that. My father always said, don't look ahead. Concentrate on today and tomorrow will take care of itself. I suppose when it comes to the Philadelphia Phillies, which is a shining bright spot on this Wednesday morning, Al, I have totally fallen in love with this Phillies team, and it starts with the manager, and it works its way down to this roster. Al Morganti, have you fallen in love with this Phillies team?
I really like them.
That's not what I asked you.
I don't know that I'm in love with them.
Why?
Yet. I do like them. I mean, they're likable characters.
They have good personality.
They do. They've got personality. They've got some pitching.
Isn't one of the great things when you develop this great relationship and you fall in love, you like what the other person's saying to you. That you're feeding off it. You're letting it all sink in.
You're making him very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't. I mean.
But Al, six in a row, 11 of 12.
Yeah, I mean. It could all
looks
know,
on everything.
What are there, six games against the Mets coming up?
Yeah.
Seven.
I will fall in love.
After
I will fall
series.
In love with four wins against the Mets out of seven.
After this series with the Fish, seven of their next 10 are against the first place New York Metropolitans.
And they've got the two pitchers they're facing in this
series. They got a murderer's row this week
really
of who they're facing.
So, hold on a minute.
Alcantara, DeGrom, Scherzer.
That'll make it fall in love.
If I can focus this to my question.
Mm-hmm.
So you need the tests of the relationship to fall in love?
Yeah.
This is the, I gotta take her out to dinner first, and does she order the lobster or something more accommodating?
You never want to go lobster first date. It's a bit of a mess.
No, it's not taking her out to dinner. It's introducing her to your friends and seeing if they like her.
Oh, that's what we're hitting. Okay, so it's the rowdy friends, the claw-handed New Yorkers. That's what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, that'll be the test for me. But I do like the team. I like the manager. I like the defense they're playing now a little bit.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, they're terrible defensively. Don't you know that, Al?
Yeah, if you didn't know that already, you're going to learn shortly about they're so bad defensively that some people don't want to be there.
Well, I watched the third baseman make a nice play last night. The shortstop made a nice play.
Yep. You're wrong, Al.
You're going to hear why you were wrong, but that doesn't answer my question. But I want to know if there are others out there like me, if you have fallen in love with this Phillies team, starting at the very top with the manager. 215-592-9494. Yes, we will talk about a variety of things this morning. There's a huge Twitter poll question, actually two, the first one coming up in about 10 minutes. But it is a prize wheel Wednesday, and as I mentioned, I like to make it as simple as possible because
we have any options.
We have no. That's not nice, Al. We have a fine listening audience who can even the most challenging questions. We could empty this board, but I like to make it simple to where my question this morning, Al. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, everyone will get a spin who calls in. Al, of the national days today it is National Lazy Day.
Lazy Day.
That is, you can't relate to that. You are a go-getter. You never sit still. It's the one thing we have in common. But unlike you, there are times I like to relax, Al.
Yeah.
I kick my feet up, you know, maybe take a day off and do nothing. Just vegetate.
Can't do that.
See, exactly. Well, here is my question for you to get a spin on this prize wheel this morning. What do you do to relax? What's a great way to relax when you need to chill out, Al?
Yeah.
You can't relate to that.
Golf.
You golf.
Yeah.
Chill out all the time.
Yeah, that's all you do.
Yeah.
That's the only way you relax is golf. Well, otherwise, you're acting.
I don't like
sleeping.
Fishing
doesn't count.
Fishing's too boring. Unless you can afford a big boat and get big fish.
Yeah, you don't need a big boat. You can do it on a lake.
Well, that's boring.
A small river.
Yeah, that's...
It's an adventure.
Yeah,
you get the wakes. Got to be careful there.
No. There's nothing. I'm trying to think. Relax. I guess you listen to...
No, don't give any away. I'm asking what you do. And other than golf, you don't do anything. So you don't relax. This is why this is going to be an interesting challenge for you this morning as well. 215592.
The worst thing you can say to somebody, too.
Is what? Relax.
Relax.
Chill out.
Well, you tell somebody in a fight to just before. It's the last especially word before a punch is thrown.
If they're of the female gender. Whenever yeah, your partner tells yeah, you to relax.
Rhea, relax, will you?
It is going to get a fist thrown at you or a dish. One or the other.
Gary in Whitehall starts us off. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, John. Morning, Al. Morning.
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 How you doing, Gary?
Oh, John, it's, how can you not love them right now? They're on fire. It's beautiful.
Gary, when you hear those words by the, I got to call him this because this is what his title is, interim manager mm-hmm. Rob Thompson, about concentrate on today, tomorrow will take care of itself. I mean, Gary, it's such simple words of wisdom, but it's like he's not intentionally pandering. It's just how he honestly feels, which makes him all the more endearing. Yes, thank you.
I don't think they're allowed to.
Well,
I mean, he's just a genuine, hard-nosed baseball guy. There's no binder. There's no looking at stats. He goes by, you know, majority of the time is gut feel and, you know, an instinct.
Hold on, Gary. Let me. Now, Gary, when I posed this question, have you fallen in love with the Phillies to Al Morgani? He said there is a massive test in the relationship coming up, and that being the New York Mets, who will play seven times over a 10-game span after this series with the Fish. Gary, do you need this test in order to fall in love with this team?
Do I need this test? It'll be a test, but personally, the Mets suck.
They don't.
Somehow they don't suck. But, you know, you never know. I mean, the collapses do happen in September. We have some direct knowledge of that, especially when it comes to the Mets. Gary, you are guaranteed a prize on this prize wheel. If you can tell me one way that you relax. What's a way you relax?
Sit around the fire pit with a cold beverage, listening to Scott Fransky and 94.1 WIP.
Relaxing and listening to a Phillies
pandering
game.
Works.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful way to relax. Number seven,
Number
Al Morgani.
Number seven, you get a $25 Boston Market gift card.
That's how you win a prize
Boston
this morning.
Market. 215. Did you see what's happening in the world of chicken?
What are you talking about?
This might be the game changer.
I feel like there's a pun coming. Go ahead.
Chick-fil-A.
What are they doing?
It looks like wings.
They're doing wings?
No way.
They started test marketing wings.
They don't need to test market anybody. If they automatically put it on the menu, it's going to sell out.
If they get good wings.
Watch out.
They better open on Sunday.
Well, they're not going to do that, Al.
Yeah, that's not going to change, Al. But I would certainly be one of the first in line to buy
those
them.
Those chickens got no chance.
I had the nuggets for Clark's birthday party.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single nugget left.
No.
Nothing. The pizza sat there. The nugget's gone.
Oh. Rhea, can I reveal something personal with you real quick?
Yes.
Every year on my birthday, my wife, you know, leading up, what do you want to do for your birthday? Honestly, I don't want anything. I'm fine. Just do something with the kids. Let me relax. I ask for one thing and one thing alone. You want to go out to dinner? No. Get me a nugget tray from Chick-fil-A.
That's all he wants.
Get me the small nugget tray. And Al, we all sit together at the table.
Mm-hmm.
I do not share the nugget tray. It is my birthday present.
Oh.
So I consume as many of the 64 nuggets that are on that tray as possible.
64. Field of 64.
You don't share them?
I do not. I say, get the kids their own. Get them their own fries. This is my nugget tray. It is my birthday. And they watch me consume as many nuggets as possible, which is generally around 40.
Over under on it?
40?
Yeah, usually about 40. It's my birthday. I go all out. They're small nuggets. And then the leftovers, I eat the next day.
What are the wings out, Al?
They've started marketing them in, I think, Tennessee, and they're going to Atlanta next. And if it all works out.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, man.
Well, if it works out in Atlanta, it'll work out anywhere.
Yes.
215-592-9494. If you're on hold, hang tight. Going to take your call on the other side. Also, huge news out of Eagles training camp. Fill you in all those details coming up. Our time, 6:18.
Savings are heating up during Colonial Marble and Granite's sizzling summer savings sale. Right now, you can save up to 15% off all marble, granite, and quartz countertops for your home. Plus, a special offer of 20% off all MSI quartz countertops and 25% off all MSI tiles. Meet with one of Colonial Marble and Granite's designers. Help you on your journey to your dream kitchen or home project. King of Prussia showroom, absolutely massive. Their slab yard is the nation's largest selection. It's like a museum with over 5,000 slabs, in 500 different colors. Do you need financing? Well, they've got that covered too. Zero money down, 0% financing on purchases of $19.99 or more for up to 18 months. And if you stop in one of their local showrooms over the weekend, get a free edge upgrade with purchase. Colonial Marble and Granite takes care of it all, from selection to installation. For details on Colonial Marble and Granite's sizzling summer savings sale, visit one of their local showrooms or online at colonialmarble.net.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, 6:25. Welcome back, WIP Morning Show, on this Wednesday morning. And yes, we are celebrating the Philadelphia Phillies, and I am asking you if you have fallen in love with them like I have. But there are other very notable big stories that are happening with some of the other teams in this town, and that includes the Philadelphia Eagles. So, Al, if you look around the NFL, injuries are starting to pile up at each and every training camp. No matter what you try to do, injuries will happen to some extent. It's a question of how many players are getting injured, how severe is it?
The Jets are already destroyed, and it's still preseason.
Yeah, we haven't even hit the preseason yet. Right.
They were expecting so much out of that kid.
Now, given how some teams are approaching training camp and comparing that to who the, how the Eagles are preparing training camp, Al, I mean, it seems like, if I'm looking at the injuries around the NFL, this Eagles approach, although many would disagree, you'd say, well, if you want to be healthy to get there, this is probably the best route to avoid tackling to the ground, very little to no hard hits, just running a lot of routine stuff and, at the same time crossing your fingers and saying, we're going to catch a team who's severely injured week one, and that might be the Lions. Well, let me just share some audio with you. Al, the contrast, and I know Angelo talks about this a lot, the contrast between the Eagles and Lions and their approaches to training camp could not be more polar opposites. The Eagles, as we know, everything I just described, Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions, very old-school approach, tackling to the ground, hard-hitting, within the limitations of the CBA. Al, I would like to share with you some sounds from Detroit's training camp. Remember, Hard Knocks is there. So Hard Knocks in Detroit, Michigan. Here are the sounds of Lions training camp.
Today, Campbell is ripping the lid off practice. Full pads, full contact.
Just make sure your coaches know. It's live.
Play six.
It's live.
Let's get ready to work today now.
Get your mind right.
You get your mind right now.
Give me the first group. Give me the first group. Here we go. Set the tone early.
Sister guns. Muscle memory.
You got to tackle. That's what we got to do on defense. You got to tackle. You got to practice tackling. Get in position, man. Get them down.
Attack. Attack. Attack.
Go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stay with him. You got to make that play.
God, Al. I don't know if Dan Campbell's going to work out or not, but I want to run through a wall.
I don't know if he's going to make it to the home opener.
Holy cow. I want to run through a wall for this guy. Now, that sounds like football. Tackling to the ground, screaming at his players. That's a hard-nosed NFL football coach. Now, in order to, just paint this picture properly, you have that extreme, that being the Detroit Lions. Let us now go to Eagles training camp.
Good job, Jeremy.
There you go. Good
job. That's good, Josh. Good job. Josh. Put your mouthpiece in.
Who's that?
Safety first. That's the sights and that's the sounds of Eagles training camp. It might also be a Pee Wee League team, but it's certainly it's the best way to describe how Eagles training camp is. How it's all taking place. Now, Al, based on these vast differences, is it safe to assume the Eagles will hit week one with far less injuries than Detroit?
You would think.
You would think that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, one team is avoiding all that stuff, while the other team is going like it's mid-season already. Ladies and gentlemen, the Detroit Lions have a total of 6 injured players at camp. Your Philadelphia Eagles... 14, more than double the Detroit Lions. Mr. Al Morgani, how does this happen? Excuse me. Luck isn't a factor. The Eagles have taken this approach. You will get there as healthy as can be. Mm-hmm. This is sports science. Sports science says the Eagles should be far healthier than the Detroit Lions.
Sports science has nothing to do with concussions.
It's like, if they went the other way, who's to say they wouldn't have 28?
Oh, one team is hard hitting, the other team is not.
How are they getting concussions if they're not hitting?
I find that fascinating. But sports science
says... Maybe they're trying to listen to Janssen.
Is this what's going on here? I am fascinated by this. Well, Al...
You don't find Dan Campbell to be a little bit of a caricature?
He is... How you would stereotype an NFL coach not knowing anything about the NFL and being introduced to it. Thinking,
I don't know. I'd have to rename that show. It would start with hard, but...
No. Ow. How dare you? I like Dan Campbell a lot. Now, he may be an absolute bust, and I'll regret everything I'm saying, but right now, I think I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, player number 14 on the Philadelphia Eagles, we found out yesterday.
Oh, man.
He's an Iron Man. Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
He's going to have surgery to have his elbow cleaned out.
Mm.
It's the same elbow that caused him to wear a brace a chunk of last season.
Yeah.
I mean, you could certainly ask questions like, why didn't that happen?
Do it before.
Why didn't you do it before? Yeah. Why go into training camp? And we don't really know. I'm sure we'll hear from Jason
Kelce.
It's
a way to get
Kelce.
Out of camp.
We'll hear from him at a certain point.
You don't get a scope to get out of camp, Al.
Well, that's the thing. He's getting...
You have a hammy.
That's right. Rhea, the Eagles are saying this is routine, nothing to
There's
worry
nothing
about.
There's nothing routine about a guy who's, 13, 14-year player.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was trying to avoid it because this is kind of late for something that's been bothering him since last year.
Sure.
There's a level of concern.
Yeah, but the Eagles are telling us, hey, it's nothing to worry about.
Well, the Eagles, you don't believe anything they say when it comes to how long. I mean, Jordan Howard had a stinger for, 6 games?
Yeah, he may end up missing, half a season.
Yeah.
Well, with that in mind, when the Eagles say, don't have nothing to worry about, a lot of fans are like, oh, good, he'll be fine for week one. Then I heard Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, and now I'm concerned.
Yeah, he has already had the elbow surgery described to me as just a scope, so minor surgeries to clean out the elbow. And there is a chance, if all goes well, that he is ready for week one of the season. But obviously, Mike, that means he may not be. The choice was made, though, do the surgery now, even if he has to miss a game or two.
Might not be. Mm. May miss a game or two, and then he goes on and on saying, I don't know, maybe he'll miss even more.
And the last time he missed a game was, 2014?
Was that what
he's
it was?
He's got a streak going.
His streak is 122 consecutive games starting at center. And with that, we say good morning to Dan Wilson. What's up, Dan?
What's up, John? Good morning.
Dan, what is our first Twitter poll question?
It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Equinox SUVs in stock. Excellent Armin rebates and lease offers available now. Find new roads. Shop 24/7 at ArminChevy.com. What is your level of concern with Jason Kelce's, quote, routine surgery? None, a little, very.
Al, I'm going to you first on this one because I, you know, as Rhea pointed out, there's nothing routine about it. You have three options with your level of concern. No, I'm not concerned at all. A little or very?
A little.
A little. Rhea?
A little until it goes past the 2-week mark.
Ooh, wow.
The variable of anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks is concern, or 2 to 8, as they said?
Well, this is all guesstimates by those who say, well, you know, based on what we have experience-wise and we look at the past, it could be anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks. That's quite a range of time that could be missed. Dan Wilson.
I would say a little.
A little.
At this point, anyway, yeah, a little.
So a little right now. Now, Al, the Eagles won't give a timetable on his return, which I find when they call it routine, yet won't give a timetable. How am I supposed to feel comfortable about this?
Because it's Kelce, I guess.
So you're relying purely on the attitude of the player.
Yeah, I think if he thought it was a big deal, he probably would have done it previously, I would think, anyway. And it must not have just still uncomfortable and just, you know, do it now so you can make the preseason. I guess it's a safety thing so that you don't, like 3 weeks into the season.
You got to get it.
Yeah,
then you're definitely
you got to
shut down.
It down, yeah.
Is this like a Bryce Harper thing?
Oh, that's worse than
an elbow.
No,
yeah. Again.
That I'm more
this
worried.
This is what happened with Bryce Harper to
start.
Yeah,
ask that question about
My level will go up a little bit higher.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. There are many who are like, if he misses one or two games, no big deal. It's Jason Kelce. They'll be fine. Rhea just pointed out. 122 consecutive games he has started.
Yeah.
He is the best center in the National Football League. Al, would you like to know who would start if he can't go?
Who is it?
The rookie.
Oh. Cam Jurgens.
There you go.
He obviously hasn't played a game yet.
He's supposed to get schooled by Kel.
He's a high draft pick, so there are expectations, but he's a complete unknown. He's never started a game. Al, you feel pretty high about him, you know, about the future with him at the, you know, maybe even if it's week one?
Yeah, he seemed like they're pretty happy with that, right?
Oh, well, can I burst your bubble now?
Uh-huh.
Al, can I take you back to Sunday night? Eagles open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. You heard a lot of stories out of it, but there were two videos that went viral. The first was a touchdown pass from Jalen Hurts to A.J. Brown, 30-ish yards, you know, threaded the needle, perfect pass. Do you remember what the other viral video to come from that night was?
Somebody was getting used as a blocking sled or something.
Yes.
Oh.
That person would be Cam Jurgens.
Yeah. Jordan Davis steamrolled, tossed him around like a rag doll, an offensive lineman that nobody really knew who it was, but were amazed at the power of Jordan Davis. That lineman was Cam Jurgens.
Mm.
You still feel the same way about Cam Jurgens for week one of his NFL career?
Hmm.
Exactly.
Well, how many people of that size? Jordan Davis is a beast.
It was a no contest. It was the guy was on roller skates. He was bunny hopping. Al, it was you or me blocking the guy. That's what it looked like. That's how he manhandled him. That doesn't make me feel overly confident for if he has to be the starter come week one. 215-592-9494, Glenn in Center City's on WIP. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. I tell you what, the Phillies season doesn't really start until August. Those balls are flying off those baseball bats. You hear me?
Glenn, we're now in the heat of summer. The air is thin. Well, I guess here it's kind of humid and sticky. But, yes, the ball travels a whole lot better than it would if it was a little bit cooler. But, Glenn, I mean, this is what they are doing right now is everything we were hoping for at the start of the year.
And I'm impressed with that bullpen. The bullpen's just been lights out.
Al, how does this happen? Last year, they have statistically, and statistically in terms of blown saves and ERA, the worst bullpen in the history of Major League Baseball. Right now, they're top five.
Well, this manager has a better feel.
Is it as simple as?
Well, I mean, he's using it a lot more effectively, that's for sure.
Yeah, Glenn, it's incredible to watch.
And you said something earlier in the show, you said, we got better as we got rid of the players that were.
Yeah.
They got a lot better, like getting rid of Familia and Odubo and
Didi.
Yeah, and Didi Gregorius, who everybody liked, but, you know, he had nothing left.
Really.
And by the way, did you see Familia landed in, was it, in with the Angels, I think it is.
Ox, right?
Yeah, I think it's with the Angels he signed. He signed with somebody yesterday. For some reason, the Angels are coming to mind. It was the Red Sox.
Yeah, it was the Red Sox.
Red Sox. Al, enjoy. Have fun.
Well, they surrendered, so now this is the official white flag.
That's all right. He can replace your starter who just went down in a bicycle accident.
Al. What
a summer he's had.
How many things has that guy gone through? Goodness.
One thing after another.
Guy's like a cat. Glenn, let's get you a spin on this prize wheel. What's one way you relax?
I love going to the beach and surfing and boogie boarding. That's my twist.
Relaxing at the beach. Let's give Glenn a spin on the prize wheel. Number six now.
You got the PGW Sustainable Gray Phillies Cap. So you just want to check that out. For tickets to Phillies games, go to phillies.com.
215-592-9494. I apologize. I see a ton of guys on the line. A lot to get to this morning. At the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Mike McGarry. Our time, 6:38.
As a listener of the morning show, you've heard me talk about the great care I have always received from the physical therapist at NovaCare Rehabilitation over the years. Different injuries, aches, and pains. They've taken great care of my parents recently for some hip injuries they've had. NovaCare's physical therapists are terrific at listening and understanding what your goals are. Their expertise, compassion, and encouragement make all the difference in your recovery. Physical therapy is more than doing specific exercises. It's ongoing clinical training, communication, and partnership. I know I have a physical therapy partner for life in NovaCare, and you should too. Physical therapy, just as powerful when you're healthy as it is when you need to heal. To learn or request an appointment at any one of NovaCare's more than 100 locations, go to NovaCare.com today. NovaCare Rehabilitation. Experience the power of physical therapy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 6:43, top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Mike McGarry, who splits the New York and Philadelphia market on a daily basis. And one of the many questions I'm going to pose to him when he joins us, boy, right now, I wonder what camp is more fun to cover, which one there's more stories coming out of, the Eagles or the Giants? Al, to take you back a couple years, obviously the whole Eagles approach is a story. But at a certain point, you're at camp, and you're like, all right, well, it's the same thing every single day. Not much is being – there's no real big stories, you know, for a stretch of time. We're in New York right now. You got a brand-new coaching staff, a quarterback who can't hit the broadside of a barn right now. I mean, that sounds like a hell of a story.
It is. But, I mean, I think in New York
– they're rebuilding.
I also think the Yankees and Mets –
the other team's doing so well, they're a back burner story.
Yeah.
Really?
Really, look at it. When you just glance at what's gone on social media-wise through New York, I mean, when you really look at it, it's amazing to me that the NFL's so big. In almost every place, it just overwhelms everything, right?
Well, that's why I bring it up.
But in New York, you got the Giants and Jets, and then you got the Yankees and Mets.
Yeah. For the first time ever, you got two teams in first there.
It's so weird.
In baseball.
I mean, you know, they should be all over those teams, right? I mean, just horrible what's gone on.
The Mets are going to slow down at some point, right?
I don't know.
Did you see the
way DeGrom looked the last time he was out?
Sadly, I did.
He had like a perfect game through, six?
Yeah.
They're going to cost, I mean, you know, that's why, you know, the manager of the year won't go. Probably should go here. It won't go
yeah.
here.
He should be getting consideration at this very moment in time.
It's probably locked up.
So old skeleton, he's a chunky skeleton. Buck Showalter's going to likely be manager?
He always comes in wherever he goes, first year. Just terrific.
He just flames out early.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he flames out in September. John in Port Richmond's on WIP. Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. How you all doing?
So, John, maybe you can explain this to me. So right now through training camp, we see two polar opposites in their approach. The Eagles, which are less is more, no hard hitting, et cetera, in order to get to week one healthy. Where you have the Lions, whose approach is very old school, lots of hard hitting, tackling to the ground. yet the Eagles have more injuries. How can this be?
I have no idea, but I'll tell you this. It's kind of like the Eagles, like, they're like the substitute teacher. You're really doing nothing. When you know what I mean?
So you disapprove at their approach?
I'm like, here, I'm perplexed about how can they have 14 injuries?
Right. Right, compared to only six. It's not like I'm stretching here and saying, well, it's 13 to 14. No, it's more than double what the Lions have.
Yeah, I hope that's not the score of the game.
Well, and that is the fear of many, that one is going to be properly prepared for an NFL game, and the other team, you know, when they get punched in the mouth, is going to be really sore, and they're going to have dead legs by halftime.
Yeah, and then you brighten our days by telling us about Kelsey.
Yeah, I know. That's unfortunate news. John, what's your level of concern with that? The Eagles say it's routine, nothing to worry about, but they're not giving a timetable.
Well, doesn't he use his arm to pass, protect, and block? So, yeah, it concerns me a lot.
He kind of needs that, you know, and he's had a brace on it for a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, honestly, I think it's a lot concerning.
Yeah, I'm starting to lean that way as well. I don't like
it. It's not like he's a young buck anymore.
Right, right. And maybe, I mean, again, we'll hear from Jason Kelsey at some point. Maybe he played a huge factor in this and said, I just want to put it off. I think I can keep playing on it because if they scope me and find something wrong, I could miss more time. But I don't know. We'll find out soon enough. But it's not I'm a little concerned if you have a rookie starting at center come week one. All right, John, let's get you a spin on the wheel. What's a good way to relax?
Watch TV.
Watch TV. Al, you're not a big TV person either. You've watched like two TV programs in the last calendar year.
That's about it.
Number one,
pair of tickets to the WWE Sunday Stunner from the Hard Rock Hotel Atlantic City this Sunday at 7 o'clock. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Have you at all this summer, Al, sat down and said there's so many streaming services available, a lot of network television shows, and decided,
in the summer,
I'm going to try this one?
No, not in the summer.
You won't do it in the summer?
I might go to the Dragons next. Was it next week or the week?
You're going to go to a concert?
No. The Game of Thrones new show.
Oh, the prequel?
House of the Dragon.
Right.
You said go to.
I might go to that.
Like tune in to?
Yeah.
You made it seem like you were getting
in
your car and driving somewhere.
Dragons across the river next week, right?
Are they? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Well, no, I might. But in the summer, who watches? I mean, really?
Well, the way that TV is now programmed, Al,
yeah,
you can watch. They set up shows specifically to air in July and August. Like, there's some very notable shows that are debuting next week on streaming services.
I can't imagine.
Like, top notch.
You got a baseball game every night, or whatever, how many games you want to watch.
Yeah.
You go out, even if it's hot, you're outside, or you're going wherever.
What's the last TV show you got really into? To where you're like, I can't.
Tiger King?
I can't wait for the next episode or one that you binged.
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders?
Yeah.
Oh, now, when Al binges TV, how many episodes does that mean?
However many there are.
So you will sit down and play.
Oh, not at once?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
One? Yeah.
You've never had a night where you're just, I'm going to stay up late? I'm really into this?
No.
Oh, man. No. You're a ball of fun.
Well,
Al.
I mean, I want to sit there and like 4 hours watching television.
Well, if you sit down at like 9 o'clock at night.
You know what? It might be because as a kid, I wasn't allowed. I am not addicted to television. Yeah. When Angela starts talking about television, it's just so far beyond me, except for one or two things. Hmm. It just is.
It's a shame.
It's not a shame.
You're missing, sad, Al.
You're missing out on so much, Al. Why be outside enjoying life when you could be binging like the rest of us?
What?
Mike in Port Norris is on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Just want to talk about, I'm in love with this Phillies team going on right now. Right. It's the first time in my adult life that they've been good.
See that? You kind of fall head over heels.
I'm about to be 26.
Oh God, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, you're. I mean, my goodness, you were super. I mean, it's. I mean, I'm
14,
sure your memories are somewhat vivid of
13.
2008, but yeah, even 2011, yeah, you got a lot going on.
I was in sixth grade when they won in 2008.
Yeah, so the experience is certainly not the same as it would be right now. But Mike, what are you watching that's making you fall kind of head over heels for this team?
Just the fact that their pitching and their bullpen is just way better this year than it has been in forever.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives me confidence when a pitcher comes out the bullpen.
you know, I don't feel like, oh, here goes the game this year. You know,
now,
when a pitcher comes out the bullpen, I can expect them still to win.
Now, Mike, all of this changed in the wee days of June when a manager was fired and the interim manager took over in Rob Thompson. How do you feel about Rob Thompson, Mike?
I love him. They need to keep him. My fear is because he said they have to do an interview process for everybody no matter what. I have a fear that another team might offer him more money than the Phillies and he leaves.
You know, that's something to consider. The way this team has turned it around, he will have a lot of suitors. The Phillies, of course, would love to keep him. But, yeah, if someone goes over the top, oh, Mike, the Phillies better. You know something, you're right. I know tampering isn't allowed. But, you know, a little hush-hush conversation wouldn't hurt.
Exactly.
Mike, let's get you a spin on the prize wheel. What's a good way to relax?
I love just laying on the sofa after a day of work.
A little vegetation on the sofa. Lying
vegetation.
Down on the, yeah, you lie down on the sofa. Al, have you ever gone horizontal on a sofa before?
Number five, $25 gift card to Dogs and Cats Rule. Visit dogsandcatsrule.com.
I picture you, Al Morgani, someone who sits down on the couch and kind of sits upright. You know, maybe you put your leg up over your other leg, but you never
can
lean.
Can I ask you to just stop picturing?
I can always tell when Al's about to get
wrong.
What's the matter, Al? Are you a feet on the ottoman guy?
A what? Ottoman?
Yeah.
You actually have an ottoman?
I do have an ottoman. Yeah, well, I have a sectional, so I have a nice square ottoman.
I use the Australian Shepherd.
You put your legs up on the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Judy
or does
comes
the dog
up
put itself up on
couch.
You? Oh, that's what happens.
Dog comes on the couch, put the feet on the dog.
So how does Al sit on the couch? All right. Here we go.
What is wrong with
here you? Here is how I envision Al Morgani relaxing before he goes to bed.
God,
if he's going to watch TV. He's going to watch a game. You're going to watch the Red Sox, okay, or the Phillies.
Last night, the Phillies. I think Phillies last night.
You were at the game
yes.
last night. Oh. All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to get into that. But wait a minute.
I saw Charlie Manuel and Larry Boa.
Charlie was dancing.
He was in, yeah, it was right above the Hall of Fame section. He was with Boa, and there were some, you know, it was a hot game.
6:53, and Al has just informed us he was at the game we've spent 50 minutes talking about.
We've been with him for 3 hours all morning long, and he just told us now.
Yeah. There was no coach there.
There's no, what? Oh, my God. All right. Never mind. Rocco from the Dirty 30s on WIP. How you doing, Rocco?
Good morning. How are you all of you doing?
Oh, we're doing Rocco, the way I know the Eagles right now, there's a lot of question marks and the Kelce injury isn't great. But thank goodness. I mean, the Phillies are right now, they are everything we were hoping for.
Yeah, I just imagine that if they weren't on this run, how much more emphasis would be on the way practice is being conducted and people getting very, 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 very discouraged and then the outrage and, you know, it's like a cycle. You expect it. For me with the Phillies, I went to the game Saturday. It was great. It was a blowout. It was the Nationals. They're beating the teams that they should be beating. For me, these next two Mets series that are coming up, and they're almost back-to-back. They're not exactly back-to-back, but one is home, one is away.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a true indication and gauge to measure where this team is and compare to the elite in the league.
Now, you know, the way you bring it up, now if I am, as I pointed, I've fallen in love with this Phillies team, and of course its manager. When I posed this to Al, he said, well, let's see how the Mets series goes first before I share that same sentiment. Now, how would you compare this if you were dating someone? What would the Mets be before you say, you know what, I think I've fallen in love with this significant other?
Can I just say, Don, you're really weird.
What's the matter?
You're comparing following a sports team to dating? I mean, I don't. Love is in the air.
but Rocco, remember, if you're going to say you love a team, I got to compare it to real life now. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm going to, you know, if I'm dating someone and I want to know if it's real, there's a test ahead. For you to fall in love with the Phillies, it's the Mets.
Mm.
How would I compare that to actually dating someone now? What would the Mets, what would that
Maybe
to translate
Mets,
to?
Are you sure you're not a cop?
Oh, my God. Ow. All right. Well, Rocco, this went from uncomfortable to really uncomfortable. So anyway.
I get it.
So anyway, well, since you brought up the Eagles, are you concerned at all with the Kelce surgery?
If it was any other player, maybe, but it's Kelce. Yeah. One way, put together with tapes and bandages, he will be out in that field.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And he is he's the best of the best, and he'll be significant, you know. And
I tell you, Rocco, it's nothing against Cam Jurgens because he's young, mm-hmm. but I'm deathly afraid that if Kelce cannot go week one and Jurgens starts behind center, I know what I saw with that video at the open practice. I don't know how prepared he's going to be, for week one, straight off being drafted to protect the quarterback.
Yeah, I thought the guard would move to center.
Maybe. I'm guessing. But you know how then the conversation takes place. We're moving one, and then we have to fix another hole. So now you're fixing two holes instead of one. I don't know how they would approach it. I'm guessing at this point in time.
Yeah, I'm just taking it for granted that Kelce will be there.
Okay, Rocco, let's get you a spin on the wheel. What's one way to relax?
I like to work out.
Work out to relax. Get some stress out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Get you a nice spin on the prize wheel. Number
Keith Jones autographed. First one of the day.
Dan Wilson already letting us down. 215-592-9494. Jump on these lines. I got Neil, Anthony, Sean, Tyler, and then you. Before we head back to you, joining us next, Mike McGarry. It's 657.
Let me tell you about my friends at Window Nation. It's back to school time, and Window Nation can help you get an A+ in savings. Get two free windows for every two you buy and pay nothing until 2025. As temperatures soar, so of course do your energy bills with old, inefficient windows. Stay cool, lower those bills, and raise the value of your home with new Energy Star efficient windows. Window Nation has expertly installed over 1 million windows, rewarding an increasing value in over 150,000 homes, all with over 96% needing no follow-up service. That is an A+. Now it's your turn to make the smart choice. Go to the head of the class. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. There is no limit. Plus, make no down payment, no payments, and no interest till 2025. You will save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Tell them Rhea sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.